Well, a Kiwi galloper by the name of Mega Blast is one of the most intriguing runners at Moonee Valley tomorrow. Goes around in race number 7, trained by Nigel Tiley, who joins us this morning on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Nigel. How are you, mate?
Yeah, morning, Michael. Very well, thank you.
That's good. Why have you decided to come across to Melbourne for a winter race?
In no winter.
Correct. You're going to get a good four.
You're going to get a good track, yeah. Hey, look, we're thinking that we'd like to sort of try and place this horse a little bit better in the spring. Mm. So we just thought there's a couple of nice races. He's pretty fit and he's forward. So we thought, look, there's a couple of nice races here for him, this one at the Valley tomorrow and a race at Flemington on next Saturday. We just wanted to sort of see where he sits class-wise over here. You know, we realise we're not taking on the best, but it'll just give us a line as to where we go with him in the spring.
Geez, form line, when you read through it, it looks like it would stack up very well for this time of year in the city, because he was beaten less than a length and a half in the Auckland Cup Group 1 level back in New Zealand, and he was second in the Avondale Cup as well. Now, that was over 3,200 and 2,400 metres, but first up, over 1,600. I haven't seen a replay of it, but he's walked in by 9 lengths on a heavy track.
Yeah, I think Michael Coleman rode him, and he said the hardest thing was just trying to hold him slow enough. He is very, you know, he's very adaptable on a heavy track. He's very good on a heavy track. But saying that, his form on dead to slow tracks is also pretty good. So, you know, I'm not too concerned. It would be better for us if there was a bit more rain about, because it might impede a few of the others. But I know they tell me Moonee Valley doesn't get too hard. So that, yeah, as long as there's a little bit of cut in the ground, it won't worry him.
Okay, he's drawn two. You've got Benny Mellum on board. What's his racing style, Nigel?
Well, he can get a little bit keen. He does put himself in the race. So I would expect him from the two gate. He'd probably be on the speed, probably running fourth or fifth, somewhere like that.
And class-wise, you want to level, or I suppose get a reading on where he levels up here in Australia. But class-wise, how do you think he goes? Is he a Group 1 performer back home?
Well, I think he was probably a campaign away from being competitive, you know, like being able to win a Group 1 race. You know, whether our stayers, how strong our stayers are at home, I don't really know. Although, you know, he ran fourth to Chiconte in the Counties Cup. Mm. So Chiconte's gone on and stamped that form by winning up in Brisbane. So, yeah, look, I think he was probably a campaign away from being, you know, at his best. And he's obviously come back, you know, stronger for the break that he had. And, you know, he was very impressive at Ellerslie, but I don't think the opposition was that strong.
So if this is just a little feeler for a possible spring campaign. What type of races are you dreaming of in the spring?
Well, the owners are very keen for him to be entered for the Melbourne Cup, which is probably why we're here now, just to see how he settles in and, you know, if he takes it in his stride. But whether he's a Melbourne Cup or not, we don't really know, but you know, we're just going to get a line on him and, you know, there's plenty of other racing around in the spring if he's not quite up to the top class.
And how did he make the trip over?
Oh, he hasn't turned a hair. He's a very laid-back type of horse, so he's just taken it all in his stride.
And the plan is to keep him here for a couple of starts, is that it?
Well, the plan's to run him tomorrow and then back him up again at Flemington over 2,500 next Saturday. And then we'll take him home and he can go out to the beach. He quite enjoys being at the beach. So he can go home and go out to the beach for a month. And then we'll sort of, you know, plan where we go in the spring with him.
Is he ready to win tomorrow, or whatever he does tomorrow, he'll be much better for the following week at Flemington?
He's pretty spot on. He, you know, he worked very well yesterday morning here. I gave him a gallop between races last Friday at Avondale Races, and it was a pretty heavy track. So I hadn't done a lot with him since he's been here this week. So we let him stretch his legs on the grass yesterday and he worked very well. So I'm expecting him to be forward for Saturday and that should just top him off nicely for the following weekend.
Well, Nigel, it's going to be great to see you at the Valley. Good luck tomorrow.
Great. Thank you very much. Look